We're doing the Chazon Ish, Emunah u'Bitachon. We're up to the third chapter, the sixth paragraph. And the Chazon Ish had discussed the idea of Emunah, the idea of Bitachon, the idea that the Halakha defines for us our ethics, and that this is very difficult to acquire. It takes years to acquire this habit. And if a person wants to really live a life of Torah, it's not enough to have emunah. You have to understand what the Torah has to say as well. And that's the learning of halacha. And now he's continuing in the sixth section. V'omnam tikkun alev en lo mazol zulat ha'masim ha'mtukanim. The cure of the heart, well, there's no embalmment, there's no cure, other than doing what's right, ha'na'asim b'rishona b'koach machriach b'eskem kadum, which initially can be forced, where a person decides he's going to do it. If a person wants to acquire correct attitudes or correct traits in his heart, so then initially he has to decide, I'm going to do what's right. וברוב המעשים הטובים נעשים במלחמה ובאמץ נגד הרצון החופשי, מתהפך רצון הלב מרע לטוב. And most often, good deeds are actually done when we conquer ourselves. There's an inner battle, and a person has to invest in effort. And we have free will, and our free will is pulling in the opposite direction. Our free will is drawing us. And when a person conquers that and says, I'm going to do what's right, then the will of the heart starts shifting to desiring that which is good. ובדרך זה הולך האדם וקונה את הטוב על ידי ההרגל. And this is how a person progresses and conquers that which is good through habit. להתגבר כפעם בפעם על התאווה החומרית, as a person conquers his desires time after time. And he conquers his desires for that which is material, that which is mundane. And before we continue, I want to give you an example. You guys are all old enough, so I'll give you what to my mind is the prime example of this. And that is the laws of family purity. A person gets married, and he'd like to think that everything's permissible. And if his wife is a virgin, so then at the first night they become prohibited. And if not, so then after a time, when she'll have her period, suddenly they're prohibited. So here you have a relationship where you finally have that relationship which naturally a person desires, and it's permissible, and suddenly comes the halacha and says, for 2 weeks, no touching, separate the beds. Don't even pass something from hand to hand. Not easy. It's not easy for anyone. It shouldn't be easy. If it's easy, there's something wrong, right? If there's a good relationship between the two, so then it's a difficult mitzvah to observe.
Why is it purposely difficult?
It's not meant to be.
I didn't mean it's purposely difficult. I just meant if there's a good relationship between the two, then it's going to be difficult. If he's normal and she's normal and the relationship's normal, then it's a difficult mitzvah to keep. And the first month, the person asks himself, is everyone really doing this? Like, no one knows what's going on behind closed doors. And the second month is equally hard. And by the third or fourth month, the person starts getting used to it. He starts calming down. And then you start having an appreciation what a holy nation the people of Israel are, because it's not easy. And no one knows. No one will know but you and your wife. And sometimes only you. Meaning no one will know if you by mistake bumped into someone or just happened to do something. There are times that no one will know but you, and most often it's you and your wife. And Am Yisrael keeps these mitzvot. So here you have an example that's very obvious. The Chazon Ish says a person slowly conquers the habit of that which is right. But it's a battle. He has to conquer it. It doesn't happen easily, but with time it gets easier. An easier example is getting up for davening. Maybe a hard example, but a little less obvious is focusing as we daven. Yeah, if you're a newcomer to Machon Meir, it's easy. But try davening for 15 years straight and having any kavanah as you daven. So these are habits. And as a person conquers himself time after time, so then he conquers his physical desires, val netiyot nafshiyot, and his spiritual inclinations. Because in the realm of our attitudes, in the realm of our midot, so there too, there is a yetzer hara that's lurking. And a person slowly develops to act based on intellect, based on what the Torah obligates us. And slowly a person gets used to that which is good. But a person tilts himself slowly and using his free will. Notice that important point, using his free will. It's one of the key points here. A person grows through free will. As you give a person freedom and a person decides, I'm going to do what's right, that's when they acquire. That's when they grow. So it's true that very often you have to begin by forcing a habit. You force your kids into habits. But over time, they grow through free will. When I was teaching in elementary school, so we used to daven together every morning. The kids would come, 7:40 shachris. And just before yishtabach, I would walk around. This was in the United States. I'd give each kid a quarter. Okay, so I gave out maybe $4, $5. I think it was a quarter. Maybe it was a nickel. I don't remember. We won't nickel and dime it, but I can't imagine I spent that much money on it every morning. Talking about like 40 kids. It couldn't have been a quarter. It's probably a nickel, but back then a nickel was worth something. So each kid got 5 cents and I'd walk away. I never looked over their shoulders to see what they did with it. But this was to give the kids the free will to go and put it in tzedakah. If I came and said, here, put it in tzedakah, so I told them what to do. I gave them the money and I didn't say a word. I walked away. Now it's their money to do what they want with.
It's like your equivalent to every dollar.
Right. Later on, I learned that that's what the Rebbe was doing with his dollar. I didn't know that. So I always thought he gave them some kind of amulet. I didn't realize he gave it for people to put into tzedakah. But yes.
So people do keep it as an amulet.
They give a different dollar to tzedakah. וזו הדרך הישרה לקניין הטוב על פי הרגל. And this is the straight path to acquire good habits, to acquire that which is good through habits. So one of the key points is to develop good habits. And a person has to think to himself, what are the positive habits he can develop? You'll notice that there are things which we don't often relegate to habits, but they are habits. Do you walk swiftly? Do you walk slowly? Do you do things with alacrity, with zrizut? Do you do things with lethargy? And it's not only a factor of how tired we are. It's a habit. A person can be in a habit that this is how he does things. וגם קניין הטוב על פי הלימוד ובראשונה במלחמה לענות ולהכריע את החופש התאווני. Acquiring good, initially you have to learn it and you have to conquer it. And a person has to really take control of that free will, those desires that drive him in a certain direction. כי על הרוב לא ימצא חפץ בשקידה בספרים המגנים את חמדת התענוגים והמתאים אל הצניעות והפרישות ומחזיקים את הנער ברסן נגד השובבות. Or ordinarily, you don't usually find someone desiring to open a book, telling him how to be a good person, telling him to take control of himself, telling himself to eat less hot dogs and be a more tzanua person and be more careful with what he does. You don't find that. You sit on a bus, I don't think you'll ever see someone from reading a newspaper leaning over the next guy and catching the daf with him. But you will see someone sitting with a Tehillim or a Chumash or a Gemara leaning over the newspaper catching the news with him, right? Because that has a natural attraction, a natural pull. And this doesn't. Your intellect can tell you this is what I should be doing, but it doesn't have a natural pull. I've never seen someone texting someone or talking to someone and saying, just a second, I got to catch that daf, and looking into the daf because he has to see it. I've seen people in the middle of a daf or something else having, they have to text, right? This has a pull and that doesn't. Our intellect has to drive us to what's right. And that's why what we have to do is decide for ourselves, this is my goal. If a person says to himself, my goal is to cover this book, my goal is to focus on this at this hour, when we arrange our schedule, what we're doing is we're trying to take control of our basic nature to be scattered, to lose focus, to be attracted to other things. And in truth, it's our imagination. Our imagination is wandering everywhere. Why do we click on all kinds of links? Do we really have to know what's happening in Norway or in Finland or in Sweden? Maybe you have to know. Maybe, you have to know. I'm sorry to those guys here who are from Norway or Finland or Sweden, but for most people living here, it's not a big deal. It doesn't make a huge difference. Do you really have to know what's going on in the Olympics? But if they tell you something interesting happened, so you click on the link. So that's our nature, to go after our imagination, to fulfill our basic desires, but that's when we are unproductive. Today we spend hours, the average person spends hours a week lacking productivity because he's surfing the web or just checking his email or just doing A or B or C. We waste a large section of our time. One of the challenges that I personally am contending with right now is I'm trying to think, how can you talk to people and convince them to spend less time on Facebook? I'm not sure what you tell people. Meaning people are so attracted. People are there. And it's like telling them, stop talking to your neighbor. It's not. In fact, they could go and knock on the door and spend time with their neighbor. They'd get more out of it. But how do you convince people this is not good for you? It's not healthy for you to put your whole family timeline on Facebook and the whole world is going to know what you're doing. I'm not sure. Because the desire is so potent. Says the Chazon Ish, yes, this is our challenge over and over again in life, and that's why a person has to make a conscious decision. This is what I'm doing. If we can intellectually come to a conscious decision, then we bind ourselves, so to speak. We create a schedule, we create a chavrusa. That's why I often encourage guys when they leave Machon Meir, give a shir. People say, me give a shir? I say, yeah. You know more than a lot of other people. It could be your siblings, it could be the college campus you're on. So give a shir in parasha. So you'll prepare a little bit and you'll learn every week and it'll force you to grow. You guys have to be beams of light wherever you go. And we have students who are rabbis in communities. We have students who themselves would not, they never finish shas. And it's not like they could learn a ton, but they know more than everyone around them. And they're changing the world bit by bit. So in their community, they're the rabbi. Fine, that's great, that's amazing. They're moving their community forward. So again, how do we get there? If we can think about what's right and then take control of our desires and say, okay, I'm going to create a positive habit. It takes time. With time, it gets easier. But you have to intellectually make a decision. I'm going to do what's right. And then bind yourself to that decision. Tell yourself, okay, I'll set up a chavrus at this time. Here's a simple example. Bedtime. I know it sounds like a babyish term, but how many people stick to a bedtime? Get to bed at a normal hour and then function normally the next morning. Now that's a very key element in our whole lives, but our generation seems to ignore it. But you know what? If people get more sleep, they enjoy life. They're more focused and they're more productive. But again, you have to make a conscious decision and then stick to it. The first few times it's harder. I always feel that the first three times are the hardest. It's like the concept of chazakah. If you can do it the three times, you've accomplished a chazakah, what we call in halacha chazakah, so you've created a habit. After that, you have your ups, you have your downs, but it's easier to stick to it.